We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our top local story this half hour, the Chicago Department of Buildings investigating the explosion and collapse of an apartment building in Austin this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us paramedics took 8 people to the hospital and the cause of the explosion still unknown.
The 9 a.m. explosion shook Shannon Nelson's bed across the street here at Central and West End. She says when she came out, she smelled gas and saw bricks all over the street and people being rescued.
It was about six people that they carried out.
The roof has fallen in on the top floor of this 4-story brick building. Deputy Fire Commissioner Mark Furman says search teams had to get support.
They had to shore up the upper floors to search for possible victims in this collapse.
He says paramedics took 3 men to the hospital in serious to critical condition and 3 men plus 2 women in fair to serious condition. Initial reports were that all the victims are adults. In Austin, Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
And to breaking news, State Senator Emil Jones III facing federal bribery charges, alleging he took money from a red light camera company in exchange for killing legislation that would have required traffic studies for automated camera systems to be installed. He then allegedly lied to the federal agents about what he'd done. The 44-year-old Jones is the son of former Illinois Senate President Emil Jones Jr. He is the latest politician to be charged in a sweeping federal investigation over the city's red light camera system, which broke open in 2019.
The city's official review agency has released video and audio recordings of the police shooting near 18th and Morgan last July, and that led to criminal charges against 2 members of the Chicago Police Department. Here, a police dispatcher talks to one of the officers involved in the shooting about what happened.
Shots at and by the police, sir.
That's correct.
Okay, get a look, crime lab. A call, okay?
Definitely.
COPA says the video is released and it came from nearby security cameras, as the officers involved in the shooting do not have body cams. Prosecutors have accused the officers involved of misrepresenting details of the shooting to prosecutors.
A 15-year-old boy facing a gun charge, an aggravated charge, assault charges after running with police. Chicago police say the teen was arrested early Saturday at 72nd and Artesian after tactical officers spotted him with a gun, prompting officers to open fire, wounding the boy. Police claim 2 guns were recovered at the scene.
New information about the circumstances that left a 3-year-old boy in Lake Michigan off Navy Pier yesterday.
Police reportedly say surveillance video shows a relative pushing the young boy off the north side of Navy Pier and into the lake. The Sun-Times says the relative first told officers she was only a witness, then said she was holding the boy's T-shirt and let him fall into the lake. But a police source says video shows her pushing him towards the edge of the pier and throwing him in. The boy was in cardiac arrest when he was pulled from the water about 40 minutes later. He was last reported in critical condition at Lurie Children's Hospital. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman who was found dead outside of an Evanston high school this morning.
Evanston police say the woman's body was found near an outdoor field on the north side of Evanston Township High School in the 1600 block of Dodge Avenue. Investigators have determined she was not a staff member at the school. Administrators say there was no danger to students or staff at any point, and classes went on as planned. Superintendent Marcus Campbell said in a statement, police investigations can oftentimes trigger strong reactions, and that social workers are ready to assist any students in need. That's the story from Evanston.
Pediatric intensive care units at Chicago area hospitals are facing new challenges as they continue to cope with a shortage of available beds.
Dr. Marcello Malacuti, the associate chief medical officer at Lurie Children's Hospital, says a shortage of key personnel such as nurses and respiratory therapists has put a strain on pediatric ICUs for some time. He says the problem is only getting worse now that there are rising numbers of cases of a respiratory virus.
Specifically RSV, which is a seasonal virus and usually creeps up, and we see peaks of those patients coming in, but we're seeing a high number of those, and the positivity rate is certainly increasing.
Dr. Malacuti says Lurie and other hospitals are also concerned about added strain on pediatric ICUs if the upcoming flu season is severe. He says for now, hospitals with no room in their pediatric ICUs either have to look for other hospitals that have space, or they are forced to deny sick children access to intensive care units until beds open up. Jim Gotis, 105.9 WBBM.
Election day is 6 weeks away, and the Cook County Clerk's office is in search of thousands of people to work in polling places.
Cook County Clerk Karen Yarborough says 4,000 people have said they will work at a polling place on Election Day, November 8th. The office needs 7,000 people in total. Yarborough says vote-by-mail and early voting options will take some strain off of polling places.
We encourage people to vote by mail, and also to sign up to be on the permanent list.
She says poll workers are generally older and ready to move on. Yarborough is asking military veterans to sign up for a shift.
We're making a special appeal to all military veterans to consider joining our branch of service to work as an election judge.
Polling place technicians are paid $365 for the day. Election judges get $200. The day runs from 5 o'clock in the morning until the polls close at 7 p.m. Rob Hart, 105.9 WBBM.
Plans for a Chicago Fire soccer training facility on CHA land have failed to clear the city council's zoning committee.
The Chicago Fire want to put soccer fields, a training facility, offices, and housing on the site of the old CHA Obla homes on the near west side, but residents were promised a lot more affordable homes when the CHA buildings were demolished. Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez was among those concerned that developer-related Midwest hadn't kept earlier promises.
How are we going to ensure? I mean, this is from 2003 till now that we had the agreement with Related Midwest, we only fulfilled a third of that.
CHA official Ann McKenzie sought to assure the committee.
And the question is, how do we make sure this happens? Well, as a zoning thing, I think this helps us speed things up. It's not giving us the financing and everything else. I appreciate that everyone wants us to move. That is my job to try to make this move.
But the vote was 7 no's and 5 yeses. The measure fails. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
Some apartment dwellers in Robbins who were caught in the middle of a squabble between the village and their landlord are still without running water. The village says it cut water service to the building because the landlord is behind on his payments. Donna Jenkins tells our Bernie Tafoya their building has been without water for about 6 days now.
This is not okay. Like, this is no way to live.
So you're basically using bottled water for what? Everything from cooking to bathing to whatever?
Cooking, cleaning, everything.
Water could be restored to her building tomorrow. A spokesman for the landlord, who owns 5 buildings, says he will give tenants some kind of discount on their rents for their inconvenience.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.